Live from the floor of Comicpalooza 2018. It's the 10th Comicpalooza, by the way. This is a very special edition of Houston Wrestling Radio. I'm your host, Abel Morales, and today I am joined by...
Portia Anderson. How y'all doing today?
Great. Awesome. If we have, people here coming in and out, walking around, might have some people sitting down. That is so great. That is so awesome. Yes, thank you.
Thank you to the audience. Yes. Thank you. Thank you all.
If you guys are listening to this on podcast form or on YouTube or whatever, it's obviously after Comicpalooza. So maybe if some of you are unfamiliar with who we are, just kind of give you a little brief rundown here. We're Houston Wrestling Radio. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Houston Wrestling Radio, or on Twitter at @HWrestlingRadio, or on Instagram, Houston Wrestling Radio. We also have a live show every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time on the YouTube. And during the live show, you could log in and chat with us, all that good stuff. It's great. But today, since we're here at Comicpalooza, we kind of don't want to steal our own thunder from what we normally do, which is we review what happened throughout the week of wrestling. So we're gonna kind of have a little bit different thing going on here. What we're gonna do? We're gonna talk about some of the things that we like about professional wrestling. Some of the things that are things that make us feel good. Good vibes only is going to be the hashtag here in the title of the episode. Because we don't want to talk about what's wrong with wrestling. We want to talk about what's right with wrestling. So, that being said, just tell you a little bit who I am. I'm the founder and one of the co-hosts of Houston Wrestling Radio. If you're a longtime listener, you probably know who Portia Anderson is. She's affectionately known as Portia on the Couch.
It's not that I live on the couch. It's just that it's way more comfortable than my bed. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Indeed. Ding. And that's Dingy. So, yes, everyone say hi to Dingy.
Hi, Dingy.
Yeah.
See? Thank you.
Crowd interaction. I love it. All right. So, yeah, basically here with HWR, we like to sometimes be, a little bit critical because, that's the best thing to do. As wrestling fans, sometimes.
Wow, wrestling fans are critical?
Yeah.
No.
And if you watch our show, Arnold, especially after going to WrestleMania, Arnold has become disenamored, I guess, is that a word?
Today it is.
Okay, disenamored with wrestling fans. He doesn't like wrestling fans anymore because they're being a jerk. They're at WrestleMania, the granddaddy of them all. And he had people around there sitting... Ring of Honor last night was so much better. You're at Wrestle Freaking Mania. He's trying to enjoy his time, paid $300-$400 a seat, and they're just sitting there criticizing. So we've kind of been on this bit of a crusade of saying, sometimes wrestling isn't bad. So, we kind of came up with a few bullet points here.
So it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Yes. Nice DDP reference there, folks.
I do what I can.
Yes. All right, so what is the first bullet point of something that's good about wrestling?
The first one, and I think it's especially the best one, inclusivity.
Inclusivity. Okay, cool. We have a lot to unpack there.
Definitely.
I think the first thing, the most obvious thing, especially if you're a wrestling fan in this day and age, is Women's Revolution.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, all the stuff going on with, the WWE specifically wanting to drop the whole thing a couple of years ago, calling them divas. And now, they're just known as women, the women's division, the women's title for Raw and SmackDown. And they've been doing a earnest job of trying to have, good women's wrestling.
They're doing their best. But Impact Wrestling started it.
Yes.
There's other wrestling promotions that have started way before WWE. It's all just because they saw that people like Ronda Rousey, people like, I can't remember her name, but she's a good soccer player. Just let me
Mia Hamm.
Mia Hamm, thank you. They saw that they are making strides to make sure that women feel included and women can do anything better than or possibly the same, similar to what men can do. So once the WWE realized that, they're like, oh, wait. We can make money off of this. Why are we not doing this?
Exactly.
So even though it's about their bottom line, they're actually thinking about women and little girls in general, because probably the main demographic, little kids. For example, I was here on Friday. I was hanging out with my niece Jordan, my friend's daughter Gwen. We were running around. They saw like a little button that said hot, like in the style of Roddy Piper.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But they first, what they thought was, ooh, Ronda Rousey buttons.
Really?
Yes. And that was freaking adorable, because as little girls, they're seeing like, oh, wait, we can do this. We can be wrestlers too. Mm-hmm. I want to be like Ronda. I want to be like Charlotte. And since, and this will get into the next topic of audiences in general, they right. are wanting, they can see themselves in maybe 15 years doing what they're doing. Yeah.
Exactly. And I think some of the women's wrestling stuff might be a little bit self-explanatory now, because that's at the forefront. WWE themselves are saying, hey, women's revolution. And it's something very prominent. But I kind of want to have a little bit different take, not to diminish the women's thing. Obviously, that's really great. Mm-hmm. But also, they're kind of starting to include more LGBTQ stuff.
Yes.
It's very muted. We're at the very beginning cusp of it. You know, especially with Finn Balor doing the Balor Club for Everyone.
Oh, look, there's a Finn Balor mark. Hi, Finn Balor mark.
Yes. Oh, Bacon, also known as Femme Balor, is here. She's actually working the booth here, so she couldn't actually help us because
I'm making sure y'all don't go over time.
Okay, thank you, Bacon.
Thanks, Bacon. Yeah. Thanks, Bacon.
But she has been on our our Ladies Night episodes, both of them, as have you, Porsche.
I do what I can.
Yes. Anyway, so Finn Balor, he's trying to do this thing with, trying to have inclusivity that way. Mm-hmm. But if you want to go back a little bit further, some people could say that the stuff with, like, these androgynous characters, for example, Goldust, like, that's a bad depiction of what LGBTQ things could be.
Yes.
I would argue not necessarily, because you're taking a character that they don't out and out say, hey, this guy's gay. They kind of, you know, danced around it, whatever, this and that. Mm-hmm. And then they just presented him as a character. When he was a heel, he was a heel. When he was a babyface, he was a babyface. And you cheered or booed him no matter what, depending on what the storyline was. So it was it was just a character, and sometimes just the representation there is enough to say, hey, well, at least they're thinking about this community.
Yes.
You know?
And now, with the independent wrestling scene, there's now an LGBTQ wrestling promotion that follows me. There's...
on Instagram?
Yeah. No, on Twitter.
On Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
Oh, you can follow me at The Porsche. T-H-E Porsche. Like the car. Vroom, vroom. Figure it out. But anyway, there's drag queen wrestlers. Google it. Google me. But yeah, there's now drag queen wrestlers. Heck, there's even a podcast where it's called The Nobodies.
Yes.
Hashtag them. I mean, I'm going to promote them a little bit. They're drag queens.
Because you very much so like them.
Love them. They're drag queens. And they document and talk about professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. These are two of my favorite things combined. You do not understand how much I love drag queens and professional wrestling. And now that they're together, it gives me so much happiness inside my heart.
Yeah, at our house, Monday's Raw, Tuesday's SmackDown, Wednesday's HWR show, Thursday, my wife Randy and Porsche, they sit and watch Drag Race. So it's like, that's part of our weekly schedule there.
Yeah, side note, Joey Ryan coaching drag queens on an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race gives you life. Season 4.
Yes, thank you, Bacon.
Season 4. Gives you life. Just, right. Once again, Google it.
Okay. Before we get out of the inclusivity aspect, I want to bring up something else. I am Hispanic American.
No way!
You are African American.
What?
Yeah, in case you didn't know.
Oh my gosh!
And I, as a wrestling fan, at a young age, appreciated, and maybe I didn't know that I appreciated this, but I was, as a wrestling fan, exposed to other countries and other nationalities, and I think that is a little bit of the inclusivity as well. Now, yes, there is a lot of room to have criticism in there, mostly because a lot of time when we have a foreign wrestler, quote unquote foreign, oh, they're the foreign heel, you know? And I get that. I understand that. But today, hashtag positive vibes only. I, being Hispanic American, living in the United States, my favorite wrestler as a kid was a Canadian, Bret the Hitman Hart. Bret the Hitman Hart was Canadian. I didn't care because he was a babyface. Everybody loved him. He was the uber babyface when I was first learning to love wrestling. Then he had a heel turn. Now, if you go back through wrestling history, especially now, because WWE likes to rewrite their own history, they say that, oh, he was a babyface in Canada. He was a heel in the United States. Well, not for Abel Morales down in Houston, Texas. No, sir. For Abel Morales in Houston, Texas, I hated Shawn Michaels because Shawn Michaels was the heel who eventually turned into the babyface, but he was always Bret Hart's primary rival.
So you're secretly Canadian is what you're saying.
No, I am not. I am still Hispanic American from Texas through and through. The name of this podcast is Houston Wrestling Radio. I am very proud of Houston. But I appreciated this other wrestler who was from a different place. And I say that it's not necessarily, he was a heel in Canada or a heel here and a face in Canada. Because the storyline there was Shawn Michaels was a jerk. And Bret Hart was standing up for what was good and virtuous in professional wrestling. Eventually, he went too far with that. You either die a hero or you live long enough to become a villain. That's what happened there. He didn't just say, hey, you know what? I'm from Canada. Forget you, guy from Texas. No, it was never about that. Eventually, they kind of rewrote those history books. Now, I say all that because I don't want to just throw out one example. Mm-hmm. There has been plenty of other Japanese wrestlers, wrestlers from Mexico, wrestlers from Canada also.
Bulgaria.
From Great Britain. Bulgaria.
Oh, by the way, happy Rusev Day.
Happy Rusev Day.
There you go.
Who have been baby faces, have not been the foreign dastardly heel gimmick. For, you know, every Iron Sheik, you do have a Tito Santana, you know? So
for every Jack Gallagher, you have Mustafa Ali.
Exactly. Now, and even Jack Gallagher was a babyface when he first started out. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, we still have not had our first African-American WWE champion. But we have had African-American world heavyweight champions.
And a woman as the women's champion. For example.
Okay, please.
My niece Jordan, going back to her, she wanted to know what Aunt Portia does on the weekends.
What does Aunt Portia do on the weekends?
What Aunt Portia does on the weekends is I work at Reality of Wrestling as pretty much administrative stuff. I don't wrestle because that stuff hurts. I don't want to hurt myself.
You're the secondhand woman to Charmel.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And she wanted to know what Aunt Portia does. So I let her in, like, little bit by little bit, what wrestling was. First thing she saw was Naomi. She saw a beautiful black woman that looks like her, that has the same skin color as her, and she's like, I want to see more of her. She saw Ember Moon for the first time a couple weeks ago. It's like, I want to see more of her.
Yeah.
We went to Ladies Night Out, a wrestling event that happens with Title Match Wrestling and Reality of Wrestling. She saw Ivory Robin. She saw Kiera Hogan. She's like, I want to be like them. And because of that, she sees herself in them. And she wants to aspire to be like them.
Not only as a female, but also as African-American athletes.
Yes.
Gotcha. That's definitely a good argument for inclusivity here. It is something that wrestling is capable of and has done in the past and could hopefully continue to do and become more pronounced in the future. So let's go ahead and put a pin in that on inclusivity here. Mm-hmm. What's our next bullet point, madam?
Well, when you talk about inclusivity, you have to go and follow through with suits all audiences.
All right. Suits all audience. Okay. Now, when we talk about just WWE, especially right now in this PG era, we are talking about this is just for the kids. Again, going back to my childhood, back in the 90s, it was kind of all just for the kids, you know? I was an 80s baby, but I was also like a 90s baby. I was kind of in between, all right? But even the 80s, Even the 80s was all about the kids. You know, Hulk Hogan, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, all that stuff.
Oh, then the 90s, though.
Woo. Halfway through the 90s, I grew up with wrestling. Fun fact, Abel is the same age as WrestleMania. WrestleMania 1, Abel was 1 year old. So when the Attitude Era was hitting, it was around WrestleMania 13, 14, 15. Abel was 13, 14, 15. So I was kind of maturing along the same timeline as wrestling, becoming more edgy and stuff. So
you mean the Attitude Era?
Yeah, exactly.
Suck it and all the things?
Suck it and all the things, indeed. Can we say suck it here?
Are we allowed to say suck it?
Yes. Okay.
So suck it.
Yes, suck it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Bacon. Godfather, all the hoes. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Live audience members here. This is awesome.
Thank you. What is your name,
this.
Sir?
I love this.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris.
One of the many Chrises that we know, but thank yes. you.
not Jose Cristo, not Joseph Christopher.
No.
Okay. So anyway, as I was saying, it was all about the kids back then. It is kind of all about the kids now.
Yes.
And a lot of time WWE gets flack for it. Oh, man, it was way better in the Attitude Era. Oh, geez, I wish they'd get away from this PG crap. Oh, man, it was so much better. Like, okay, yeah, we get it. You, as a wrestling fan, if you don't like the way WWE is doing their thing now, which I get it, I understand. You want more mature stuff. Sometimes I want more mature stuff. I understand. There is still other wrestling promotions out there.
Yeah.
We're talking about wrestling as a whole here today. Mm-hmm. We are not talking about only WWE. So there is something for everybody.
Lucha Underground.
Lucha Underground.
If you want to be hardcore and see like people getting beat up and die, people literally die on the show. They get killed off horribly. Watch Lucha Underground.
We saw Aerostar die.
Yes, we saw Aerostar die. Thank you.
We saw a man get his face eaten.
Yeah.
He got ate.
I think he is dead. I think
you
were referring to the live show here where he jumped off of the balcony. Well, not here. It was in Austin at Austin City Limits where Aerostar jumped off the balcony and
still
it was,
dead.
Yeah, dead.
He's done. He's gone.
He wasn't dead storyline wise, but yeah, it was like, ugh. But also, if you want to go even more hardcore, you could go CZW.
Oh, God.
I can't handle that. That's a little bit too much for me. But there's people out there who consume it, who like it. All I'm trying to say is that there's a little something for everyone.
Yes. Which brings me to another point.
Uh-huh.
Now that wrestling has now suiting all audiences.
Yes.
It's become more mainstream to other pop culture. Like, you see wrestlers on Dance with the Stars, like Stacey Keibler, Chris Jericho, Nikki Bella just recently. You see people now in movies, Rock, John Cena.
Batista.
Gosh, Batista. Like
Triple H, if you want to have B-list movies, or C-list.
Blade 3.
Blade 3.
Thank you, Robert.
Yes.
Oh, Blade Trinity.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure Tom Holland is here. Yes.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure Tom Holland, somewhere around here, Tom Holland is here. He can tell you stories about Batista.
Yes.
Thank you, Infinity Wars. I can't say anything else because people have not seen it yet. Abel.
Right. Yes, I know. I haven't seen it. If talking about movies, TV shows, there has always been that crossover. Hulk Hogan did a bunch of movies. You saw Randy Savage and Vader in different TV shows. Okay, yes. Cool.
Oh, Mick Foley, Boy Meets World.
But there's something that happened in the last past year that kind of took me aback. And Forbes.com doing articles about WWE, not just their business practices, but some actual kayfabe storylines. Like Forbes had an article about Shinsuke Nakamura turning his back on AJ Styles at WrestleMania when he did the low blow. Forbes was reporting on a low blow at WrestleMania. What?
Low blows make money. What do you want to know?
I guess. I mean, if you're getting covered by Forbes, I would probably say that you're starting to crack the mainstream.
Yeah. Just a little
more
bit.
So than you even did during the Attitude Era. Again, a lot of people will say wrestling was better in the Attitude Era. Wrestling was more popular in the Attitude Era. I don't think Forbes was covering wrestling back then. I don't think TMZ, although TMZ wasn't around, was covering that back then. The New York Post, all these other regular mainstream media outlets, I don't think they were doing that.
Now, ESPN is now like covering wrestling on a daily basis. ESPN, and now with Fox buying SmackDown.
Yes.
More than likely, Fox Sports is going to just kind of be in tow and start reporting on wrestling as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I don't think that there's a whole lot else to expound upon it, because us being here at Comic Palooza is a little bit self-explanatory and proves that point, because this is a comic convention. This isn't a wrestling convention. This is not WrestleCon the day before WrestleMania.
Ironically, no wrestling personalities here, but whatevs.
This year. But years past, there has been, and there's been multiple wrestling podcasts here. So, yeah, us being at a comic convention where this is all about quote-unquote pop culture, and there's wrestling representatives here, that right there proves that point. Mm-hmm. So, Portia. Oh, yes, thank you. Dingy, thank you. Portia.
Yes.
Let's move on to the next big bullet point. What do we got? Okay. Well, are we ranking these? Is this number three?
Yeah, sure, why not? Let's go with number three.
Okay, number three.
So, number three.
Retroactively ranking.
Yeah, sure, why not? There's something to do. Please explain.
Okay, this is the one that I kind of threw on there, and I wanted to expound upon this. And yeah, okay, it gives people something to do. And this is kind of what I mean. good personal friend of the show, Brennan Williams. He was drafted to the Houston Texans. Me and my coworker and a couple other friends watching the draft said, oh, okay, whatever. They threw up his Twitter. We, you know, started looking at Twitter or whatever. I get multiple text messages from people. Hey, Abel, check this guy out. The Texans just drafted him. But, dude, he's like a wrestling fan. Look at his Twitter. Lo and behold, I look at his Twitter. I log in. I contact him and I say, hey, from everyone here at Houston, welcome to Houston. I hope you have a good time playing with the Texans. It's awesome that you're a wrestling fan. Maybe you could come on the show one time. I get a freaking response. Okay, so I get a response, and he and I developed this relationship, this friendship here. I say close personal friend. That's a bit of an exaggeration, but still.
You exaggerating.
He wound up being our unofficial fourth co-host for, I don't know, a better part of a year. And that was really, really cool, because here was a bona fide, you know, NFL player who is being nerdy, talking about wrestling with just us nobodies here, who just happened to have a podcast, and it was really cool. Now, I fast forward a little bit. He was injured. He didn't play regular season for the Texans. He went to the Jacksonville Jaguars. He went to the Patriots. He's out of the NFL. Well, one of the other things that he wanted to do was learn how to become a professional wrestler. He came back down to Houston and trained with Booker T, you know, your boss. And, yeah, he learned how to wrestle. And now he's at WWE territory, or developmental, sorry.
For NXT, NXT. If y'all are not in the know.
Exactly. So.
Oh, wait, hold on. We have a heckler. His name is Aaron.
Yes, we have Aaron.
Boo.
Yes.
Hello, Aaron.
Boo. I didn't boo you. She booed you. He's the one calling the shots. He's pulling the strings. Be nice to him. He's already threatened me with murder this past week, so please.
Yay, murder!
Anyway, so yes, the reason why I say it gives people something to do is because this guy, and I know sometimes people, oh, boo-hoo, a professional football player isn't making millions of dollars. Look, we're talking about people's livelihoods here, and if you can't make it in other sports or other avenues, professional wrestling is something that you can do. That happened to The Rock. It happened to Brock Lesnar. It happened to Baron Corbin.
Titus O'Neil.
It's happened to a lot of professional wrestlers are ex-football players. And when I say it gives people something to do, I'm saying it is another avenue that athletes can pursue that, I don't want to say that wrestling is just a fallback.
Yeah.
But it is something that is another thing that's out there that is an option for people with these skill sets to, you know, show off their athleticism.
Yeah. And also, not just athletes, but also performance artists. With performance artists, like, we've seen people that have come from a random background. For example, Naomi, she's from a dance background. Lana, dance and acting background. Yeah. Carmella, dance background, but her father was a professional wrestler. Yes. They all just kind of like, you know what? I want to perform, and wrestling sounds cool because I get to be active with my body. So why not professional wrestling? And calm yourself.
We have some perverts in the audience.
Yeah, pervs. Hashtag no pervs.
No, hashtag pervs. Giggity. Okay. Now, I guess to expound a little bit more on this idea, okay, not all wrestlers are washed up dancers or football players or whatever. This is something that, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. This is something that people aspire to do. Yeah. This is something that people want to do. Somebody like me who wanted to be involved in professional wrestling can. Yeah, I'm not athletic. I wear glasses and I'm fat. I get it. But I am also involved. Yeah. I am also involved in professional wrestling because, you know, you got your thing with ROW. I got my thing with DZW where I've done commentary for them. I've done ring announcing for them. I've done sound for them. I've
so many fights back of the apartment.
Yeah.
So many fights.
Yeah. There's been a lot of stuff that I've been able to pursue. And it is something that when people pursue careers in wrestling, they're not doing it because they fell into it or, oh, you know what? This is just, you know, my career choice because I studied it in college. About 90% of the people that are in wrestling are like, you know what? This is something I actually want to do. I aspire to have a career in professional wrestling. So
Johnny Gargano.
Good example, yeah.
Daniel Bryan.
Yes. You know, even Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey, it was kind of weird. She got into mixed martial arts as, well, I guess I'll do mixed martial arts. I'll train, I'll fight, this and that. But this entire time, she's always wanted to be a professional wrestler. She's kind of backwards. She's the other way around. You know, and that's really interesting.
Yeah. So also going back by something to do, yes. We kind of pigeonholed this a little bit. We kind of stuffed that in there.
Let's broaden it out.
Broaden out a little bit more.
David Arquette.
World champion David Arquette. And Amell.
Oh, Stephen Amell. Yes. Heck yeah. He's like, we're not Erwin, you wrestling.
Yes.
There you go.
Live audience, folks.
Side tangent. Please let the Bullet Club be in the freaking next Arrow season. That's all I want. All of them just been in a jail cell, say like, hey, what's up, and they be done. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Okay. Indie wrestlers, they can get income without being in WWE. Talking about the Bullet Club. Cody Rhodes, he was like, screw you, WWE. I'm going to go ahead and do my own thing. So much money. You can't see me doing it, but I'm just pretend I'm just making the rain with cash right now.
You know,
just do it.
Cody is an example, but also other members of the Bullet Club, Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, they all have been rumored to get offers to work for WWE, but allegedly, and of course this is all rumors, news with a Z, that they've turned it down because, you know what, they still make good money wrestling in Japan.
Oh,
wrestling
not news
for Ring
Z.
Of Honor.
Not news with a Z, because they said it out their horse's mouth.
Okay. They make good money. Not wrestling for WWE. So it's not just a WWE thing. There is independent wrestling out there.
Cabana.
That does employ professional wrestlers to do their thing the way they want to do it. And sometimes with more creativity than if they went to WWE. So yeah, it gives people an avenue for creativity. We're sitting here right across from Artist Alley here at Comic Palooza. All those people over there at Artist Alley, they do their thing because they want to do it, but they're also over there selling all their wares, getting paid to do it. Yeah, sure, they may not be, you know, the one guy who does everything for Marvel and has been doing it for 20 years, but we have artists over there who do stuff for Marvel. Yeah, I don't know the names, but I know Chris Foreman's done stuff, you know, and he gets paid for it, and he gets paid handsomely. So there's people just kind of circling that back around to wrestling to connect that. There's people that aren't in the indies that do get paid to do what they want to do, even if you don't see them on TV. It's something they want to do.
Yes. So, since we're going to go to more bullet points, number four.
Okay, number four, let's do it.
Ongoing. The storylines go on for freaking ever. Ever.
Oh, now, come on. You say that like it's a bad thing, but
it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
I'm going to do my second DDP reference.
I'm going to tell you why it's a good thing. I'm not going to be Simon from What Culture and slap my head because I'm not bald yet. But, yes, thank you. Okay, now you need to wash your hands. But yeah, my Baron Corbin line here. Okay, so I'll tell you why it's a good thing. We are, again, at Comic Palooza. What is one of the things comics are known for? They've been around since the freaking 50s.
30s.
30s, even. Even better. This is like almost a century's worth of information here that people can just wrap their hands around and wrap their minds around, and it never ends. It continues and it goes and goes. It's not just Stan Lee writing comics. There's other people that write, there's other people that illustrate, there's other people that draw, that produce, etc., etc. And people love comics partly because it never ends, partly because it's something that they could do all the time, and there's some new content out all the time. That's professional wrestling. I mentioned earlier, I'm just as old as WrestleMania. WrestleMania hasn't stopped, and I don't see WrestleMania stopping anytime soon. But even if WrestleMania did stop, there's still all the other, like, if DC goes away, there's still Marvel and all the other independents. If WWE goes away, there's still New Japan, Ring of Honor, all this and that. There's still other independents. So, as somebody who lives with a hardcore Harry Potter fan, being my wife, Randy, she really, really likes Harry Potter. I'm kind of meh on it. I know that's kind of sacrilegious to say here at Comic Palooza. Yes, I know. I'm meh on it. But I'll tell you what. I'm glad that there's not necessarily more Harry Potter movies, because I don't have to be subject to it. But if you are a Harry Potter fan and all the movies are out, all the books are out, they're done with that, it's done. It's over. How many times have you started a amazing show on Netflix? You watched all 7 seasons. At the end of the 7th season, wow, that was great. But then this existential dread sets in. It's like, oh, I can't get any more. Oh, no. Walter White's dead. Spoiler alert. Like, oh, I can't believe it. There's not going to be any more Breaking Bad. I hate it. You know, like that's not the case with wrestling. Wrestling is always ongoing.
Yes. For example, I'm going to pull up Stephanie McMahon.
Okay.
Stephanie McMahon was a child just handling her own business. Like, oh, my daddy owns the company. Sure, why not? I'll just go ahead and just be around my daddy. Like, oh, I graduated from college. I'm just going to go ahead and work for my dad. Hi, Dad. How you doing? Oh, wait. There's this guy that wants to kidnap me? Oh, no. Like, okay. Oh, wait. You conspired to have this man kidnap me back when I was, like, a kid? You. Oh, sorry. Used the word.
You used a bad word.
I used a bad word.
Now,
I'm sorry.
Bacon's glaring at you. And everybody thought it was going to be me. And it wasn't me.
Hey, if there's only one word I use, it's that word. I'm going to just let it be.
All right. We'll edit that out in post.
Oh, well. Yeah, we'll edit it in post. Either way, she was like, you know what? Forget you, Dad. You know what? I'm mad at you. I'm going to steal your company. I'm going to make sure that you die. Hopefully one day.
I don't think she's gotten that far in her progression of the story.
No, she's horrible. She's horrible at making her dad die. By the way, that is progression of storyline. It's that thing has been ongoing.
Yeah. And she married a wrestler. And exactly. And then, you know what? In another 20 years or so, maybe those kids will be wrestling. And then, you know, it just, like, it goes on. So if you are somebody who likes wrestling, then, you know what? There's plenty of material for you to actually sink your teeth into, and it's not going to go away. Very much like comics.
Yes.
That's that. All right. Ding.
All right.
Okay, our grand finale, our 5th point here.
I don't know if it's grand, but it's the finale.
Why are you trying to bury ourselves?
Not trying to bury.
You got to put us over here.
Okay. It's the greatest finale of all time. All right. As a form of entertainment, it can be highly entertaining.
Exactly. Discuss. Yeah. Okay. We're talking about a lot of stuff here that is good about it. But, like, the most obvious thing is that people like it because people like it. Because it's likable. It's entertaining. And, yeah, there might be people, it's fake. Or there might be people, it's cheesy. Or, I just don't get it. I understand. Because wrestling can be bad. It could get really bad sometimes. It could get campy and cheesy and just something that you just totally disagree with. And,
backlash.
Yeah, exactly. And wrestling fans themselves, wrestling fans themselves, they can make the experience worse because they themselves can see something bad and be like, oh, this was terrible, and make something that was like on a scale 1 to 10 that was like a 4 and make it like a negative 35 because there's so much vitriol out there on Twitter. But when it's good, no, not Nikki. Okay, well, maybe Nikki Bella. All right, whatever. No, Eva Marie. I'll accept that. Eva Marie is bad. But nobody bats 1,000. Nothing is perfect. There's bad episodes of TV shows. There's bad comics. Kurt Hennig was perfect. But there's bad stuff here and there. Thanks, Aaron. X-Pac was bad. Thank you, Chris. Yes, sir. There's bad parts of X-Pac. There was some things that I did enjoy about X-Pac. But if we try to fixate on just the negative stuff, sometimes you lose sight and you get blinded to the things that are really, really, really good. One of the best times that I ever had as a wrestling fan was WrestleMania 30. Yes-O-Mania. Daniel Bryan finally getting his shot to be the champion of everything, beating three opponents in one night in two different matches. It was amazing there being at the arena, well, at the Superdome, there live with everybody. And it was such a good feel-good story.
Yes.
Go ahead. Are you going to start yesing?
I was trying not to, but now that you mentioned it, yes.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And yes.
Yes, okay, yeah.
Until ouch.
Oh, boo. So, as with anything, I'm not a World of Warcraft guy, okay? But there's plenty of people that swear by World of Warcraft. I'm not really going to get into it. There's plenty of people into Call of Duty. I'm not going to get into it. But I'm sure that there's a learning curve for all these different mediums. And there's learning curves, like, once you get in there and you get it. For example, The New Day. Wrestling fans that have been wrestling fans for the last, like, 3 years or so, freaking love The New Day. I love The New Day.
Thank you. Thank you to the audience. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Chris Foreman. But somebody who hasn't watched wrestling and they just tune in, what is with these guys wearing unicorn horns and this colorful spandex and throwing out cereal and pancakes? I don't get it. This is weird. This is stupid. I'm going to change the channel. Please. Let's just give it a second. Let you watch it again. Give you some time. Once you get into it, you get into it and you freaking love it. Because there's stories, there's backstories, there's origins. Once you get caught up, like comic books, you may not read Detective, what was it? What's the first?
Detective Comics
Season 1 to really...
Season 1?
Issue 1. That doesn't mean that you can't enjoy Superman, You may not have seen every single, Marvel or DC thing to go out there and enjoy Infinity Wars. You can jump in halfway through. You're going to have questions, but you can pick up as you go and you will be entertained. Ignore the stuff that you don't understand.
Just ignore it.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't exist in my world anymore.
But eventually you will understand it because there's stories to be had there. There are stories that sometimes only the medium of wrestling can actually tell. All right. Now, every medium has a different formula. Comic books, TV shows, movies, etc., etc. They all have a different medium. The medium of professional wrestling has a little bit of a learning curve.
Much learning curve.
But once you get the hang of it, you can sit there and think, oh, I know what's going to happen next, and I want that to happen. That's good. Oh, I'm supposed to cheer for this guy. Cool. I'm going to cheer for him. I like him. All right, I understand. You know what? That guy I don't really like, so I'm going to boo him. And you know what? Maybe you were supposed to boo him. And, he's eventually going to lose to the good guy that you really like. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of stories that are to be had, to be written, for you to be entertained, that you could find interesting. Yeah. Oh, now everybody's gasping. Gasping like the New Day. Like they say the who's, you're doing the
who?
Oh, Lord.
Who? 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 Por qué?
All right. Portia.
Abel.
Do you have more stuff to add on to that last point?
No, but... No.
Oh, okay, thanks.
No, I do not. Because you said succinctly.
Okay.
Succinctly. Yes, it's a word.
That's a word.
Thesaurus it. No, you're not.
Don't play Scrabble with Portia. She will win. Yes, thank you.
Yay! Other Chris. All the Chris's are here.
Original Chris. Yeah. Chris, who's supposed to be working.
Abel?
Yes. Ow.
Ow. Ow, God dang it. Oh. You get 10 minutes.
BBVA slap wrist. Yes, thank you.
Thank
you. Yes. All right. So nice to see Chris here for a second. Our other co-host, he should be joining us in a couple of weeks on a regular Wednesday show. Yes. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate you.
It's getting wild here at Comic Palooza. I know. All right. So we're starting to wrap up. In summation, yes, wrestling can be weird. It can be wacky. It can be funny. It can be over serious, take itself too seriously.
It can be bad.
The fan base can be toxic sometimes. But like those guys, they're toxic.
Don't listen to them. But we're going to listen to these people right here. See, these are good people. Good people right here on the right-hand side.
Yeah. But there are plenty of redeeming qualities. And if you want to be POP, Power of Positivity, look at the bright side and watch what you want to watch. Like what you want to like. Let people, other people, enjoy things that they want to enjoy. Then you know what? You could have a good time with professional wrestling. The way people have good times with certain video games. People have good times with comics or movies or TV shows or whatever. And that I think that's part of the reason why professional wrestling deserves a spot here at Comic Palooza. It deserves a spot at any other comic convention or pop culture convention. And it deserves a spot in our hearts. On our TVs. On our laptops.
La la la.
I know, I was getting a little bit too sappy over men in tights wrestling with each other and touching each other. I know.
You're just too sweet.
I'm too sweet.
Oh!
Too sweet.
Can we one sweet?
What? Cease and desist. All right.
Well, we should cease and desist. We're running out of time.
Yes, we're out of time here, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys are new to the podcast and you maybe saw us here at Comic Palooza, that's awesome. We try to have we do have live show YouTube every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Central Time.
Subscribe and ring the bell.
Yes, like dingy. That way you know when we go online. We're going to try to incorporate more shows that aren't necessarily live episodes, maybe more special episodes like this. So please stay tuned. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and the Instagrams for Abel here at Comic Palooza. Porsche sitting next to me. Not Porsche on the couch, but Porsche behind the mic.
Yay, I'm Portia.
Yes. Adios, my friends. Keep it classy.
Chimichangas!
What?
I'm not going to say toodles.